Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 208 of
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
I'm T. Quillen.
I'm John Malden.
And this week it's going to be an interview with Christopher Diaz.
Diaz, yes, I like how you say that, yes.
Well, you got to put a little pizzazz to it if you're part of the rhyme. But anyway, he's got a new show that has just opened. He's going to be running through October, and I think he's claimed a new title for himself here on the show too.
Yeah, and we should just let him claim it at the end when he does it, the interview.
So. Yeah, definitely. So let's get into it.
All right.
Hey, Putz. Get off your fat tookus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent.
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next.
Special guest, longtime friend, a man with multiple degrees, is a wordsmith, but one of the caveats for him coming on the show is for us not to play hangman.
Never again.
It was in the writer that he faxed over to me. So we're not going to play hangman. But I would like to welcome Christopher Diaz. Back to the show. He's going to talk about a play he's written and is opened and performed, and it's going great guns from what I can tell. Welcome, Christopher.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so the new show is called Welcome to Arroyos, and it's funny to call it a new show. It's actually the first show I ever wrote back in graduate school at NYU. But it's being performed in its West Coast premiere right now at South Coast, not South Coast Repertory, that's where it first got developed. It's pretty early here in New York. It's being produced right now at the Old Globe in San Diego.
Cool.
It's going really well. It just opened just about a week and a half ago.
Cool.
Now, how long is the run?
It'll be running through the end of October at the Old Globe, and then it's doing something I'm really excited about. It's going to move to a high school in San Diego, Lincoln High School, where it's going to be completely restaged and reconfigured. We're doing it in a 250-seat arena stage in the round at the Old Globe, and then we're moving to a 750-seat proscenium high school auditorium.
Nice.
four days of performances in the first week of November. So that's a huge challenge to sort of completely restage it for a whole different beast.
That is cool. That is a really cool thing. I mean, that's a great thing for the high school as well, to be associated with the Old Globe like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, they get it's a really cool high school that had this amazing theater space built, and they do a lot of performance in there. They also, you know, with everything in California, I guess sort of nationwide, they're hitting a lot of budget cuts. So for us to be able to come in and for the Old Globe to be able to support the remounting of this show for them, for the group of high school kids and for the community, is really exciting and rewarding.
Cool.
So tell us about the show, the basic plot line and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so like I said, it's the first show that I ever wrote, and it's a hip-hop theater play. I guess all my plays kind of get thrown into that category, but this is a real hardcore hip-hop theater play. There's two characters who are DJs and narrators and beat chorus and omnipotent and omniscient and all that good stuff, and they talk to the audience, and they're DJs and MCs, rappers, and they do some breakdancing and all that good stuff. And they're kind of like the stage manager in our town. but rapping and dancing. And they're telling the story of Alejandro Arroyo, who is he owns a bar in the Lower East Side, and his sister Amalia, who is a graffiti artist, but sort of artist is maybe a too strong word. She's a young kid, 18-year-old girl who's going out and writing graffiti pretty much everywhere, including on the back wall of the police station. And both Alejandro and Amalia are dealing with the recent death of their mother, who died about a month before the play starts. And they each sort of encounter love interests along the way. Amalia's is a police officer who discovers her graffiti on the back wall of a police station, and they fall in love. And Alejandro encounters a young woman named Lely, who shows up at his bar with information that says that their mother, who just passed away, may have been one of the founders of hip-hop music and culture. And so it all sort of spins out from there, and there's a lot of singing and dancing and graffiti and all that good stuff.
Wow. Now, here's what I heard from all of that. You ready? Blah, 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 yeah. Blah, blah, hip-hop, blah, 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 Our Town. So what it says to me is that you've done a hip-hop Our Town.
I like it.
So
like
it's a hip-hop Our Town. That's
where I go from now on. If I figured that out 10 years ago, I would have been produced before I ever even did any effort. It's a hip-hop Our Town.
I'm only joking, of course. I'm only joking, but that's I couldn't resist. Like,
great artwork for the PR posters.
That's right.
You know, like they have the obscure reviewer, right. And it's really a bad movie. And there's like some guy from the Sheboygan Times says it's the greatest thing ever. We can say welcome to Arroyo's, blah blah blah, Our Town.
That's definitely the quote.
Something, something, David Cromer, something, something.
Right.
Pop. I like it.
So how did your play get hooked up in on the West Coast? I mean, how did that come about?
The Old Globe is really cool. I think that's what I can say. Bruce Visto, who's the artistic director out there, got interested. I guess he had either come to see or had read my last play, The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity, which we talked about last time I was on.
Right.
And he got really excited about that and was interested in maybe doing something with that play. The future of that play is still sort of up in the air. So we weren't able to do that right away, but he asked to read some other stuff, and he read this, and he thought it would be a really great match for this Lincoln High School program. Because it's about young folks and there's hip hop and all that. So he got interested in that and got really excited in the play. We did a production of it in Chicago that Lou came out to see earlier this year, and we still wanted to go back and do a little work. And so Lou said, the Old Globe has resources and they're doing a Neil Simon rep right now. They're doing Brighton Beach Memoirs and Broadway Bound right next door. And so,
this fits right in.
To Lou's credit.
So this fits right in.
Sorry?
I said this fits right in.
Yes. The funny thing is, it sort of does. I mean, the more we talk about it, the more we realize, they're both plays about families, and they're both plays about, comedy is about family. We're talking about that, how those things fit together, and, I think Lou, to his credit, says, you do the Neil Simon plays to be able to take risks and do the sort of new plays.
Exactly.
So I think they've done a great job.
Cool.
Now, this opened, what, last week as we record this?
Yeah, about a week ago.
And so what's the initial feedback that you've heard? How has it been
really
received?
It's been
good.
Great. That's it. No, it's been wonderful. No, it's been really great. The scary thing with doing a hip-hop theater play at a regional theater is that the audiences are all considerably older and not hip-hop fans, generally. So our play starts with 15 minutes of loud music and these two guys rapping and, making references that people in the audience maybe don't know. And so I think, you start out with some confused looks on people's faces. And then as we keep going, it becomes really clear early on, I think, that it's a story about a family that's trying to reconnect, a family that's been sort of split apart and trying to reconnect. And the audiences, I think, have come with us and have said really great things about sort of getting a window into a world that they don't know. So it seems so far like people have enjoyed it and are coming with us on this journey.
That's awesome. Johnny, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Just wanted to make sure I could hear you back yeah. there, but okay.
Yeah, no. Okay, cool. I was just enjoying the moment.
Well, it was a wonderful moment and good for you.
So what's it was good for me actually.
Nothing but professionalism here on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, Chris.
So more importantly thing to talk about, I guess we've talked about the play, but we have in your bio you even mentioned, so you are freshly engaged, as I understand it.
I am. I forgot that was in the bio that I sent out. That was, but yeah, freshly engaged, very freshly engaged, about less than 2 weeks.
Wow.
And actually, she just got her ring 2 or 3 days ago.
Wow, so
it's real new.
Just to put this into perspective, you got engaged 2 weeks ago, and you had a show open a week ago. What were you thinking?
It's a great question, and I have a story about a better version of that. So we got engaged in the middle between all the stuff. I had actually gone to the first week of rehearsal in San Diego, come back for a week, and in the week that I was back, we got officially engaged. We had been sort of, de facto engaged for a long time, but we came back and officially engaged in the week that I was away. Then I left town 2 days after we got engaged, and we didn't see each other for another week, and then we had a great time in San Diego, and we went to Vegas and all that good stuff. Better story, though, when we were working in New York on the production of Chandidi that just closed, one of our actors, who was our big, bulky wrestling guy, was in rehearsal, and he asked us if he could leave early because his girlfriend was getting into town that day. He was going to pick her up at the airport, bring her to the hotel, propose to her, and then come back to rehearsal. and that's exactly what he did. And he walked in and started changing his clothes and was standing there, similarly to what we were talking about, with no pants on, while we were all asking, what did you say? And he just sort of gave us the thumbs up and went right back to beating people up in rehearsal. so that's the kind of role model that I'm dealing with here.
Well, that's great. That's an awesome story.
It's pretty great. We all called his fiance and told her what a winner she had on her hands.
In a good way, right?
Right.
Oh, no, he's great. It could not have fit his personality more, and hers actually. Either,
that's so. Great.
Kind of terrific.
That's cool. That's a great story. That's a great theater story, that is.
Yeah.
I love you. Will you marry me?
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Gotta rehearsal. Sorry.
I gotta go.
Got rehearsal.
gotta do rewrites.
I can't. Now, I've got rehearsal. That's the epitome of that. That's the epitome of that right there.
Now, is she a theater person?
Yeah. She. My fiance is not. His fiance is.
Oh, okay. So your fiance...
Stay far away. I'm staying far away from the business.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to touch that one.
She's at least
theater friendly. Yeah, be funny.
Nice.
Look good. Congratulations.
Cool. Yeah. Very much congratulations.
Thank you.
What's next for you?
The congratulations all go to me, and the condolences and what are you thinking go to her.
Definitely. We're going to send her a card. Definitely. We already got that in the mail. It's a, that's a oh my God card. Hallmark makes those, by the way. So what is up for you?
I thought it was shoebox.
Well, okay.
I thought it was the old lady, the cranky old lady on the car.
Right, yeah. Well, you didn't want to give it away, John. Jeez.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris, what's up next for you? I mean, other than getting married and opening a show at the Old Globe. What's next on your agenda?
Man, good question. I'm working on a commission, fishing up a commission for the Center Theater Group in LA that's in theory going to be done in the next 2 weeks. Just started working on a new commission with the Goodman in Chicago in conjunction with Teatro Vista, which is a Chicago Latino theater company that I'm in residence with. And then we're trying to figure out what's going to happen next, both with Welcome to Arroyos and then with Chad Deity, which closed in New York a couple of months ago, and trying to figure out if there's going to be a future life for that, or I guess what the future life for that is.
Wow.
So it's kind of busy.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, and then planning a wedding.
Now, let's face it, though. Let's face it. You're really not going to do anything with the planning of the wedding. I mean, let's just be honest. That's totally not your job. Your job is to say, yes, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I generally would agree with that. We're trying to plan a wedding in New York City, and I think that becomes all hands on deck.
Yeah, well, okay, touche.
It's true.
Touche, yeah.
You know, my parents, her parents, friends, and family. I may have to call people who run theater companies for their advice, and it's going to be a little bit of a whirlwind, I think even more so than usual.
Cool. Have you guys, I mean, you don't have to announce the date, but have you guys set a date? You can just say yes or no.
Yeah,
and where's it going to be?
Good time to announce, our date.
Breaking story.
All IDS listeners, RSVP to Christopher Diaz's wedding now.
If you can hear this message, please come on down to Blank Reception Hall on whatever date. Nice. Yeah, we don't know. We're spring maybe. Cool. There's a lot going on. We've got a bunch of stuff up in the air in terms of everyday, day-to-day stuff, but it's hard. New York City is hard. I don't really know how people get married here, so we'll figure out. Hopefully the spring. Hopefully sooner than later.
Cool.
I think we've been together for a while, and I think it's one of those things that life doesn't change. It's going to be the same after we're married, and
cool.
We're just excited to do it and get it done.
Well, that's awesome, man. Congratulations. That really is cool.
I'm telling you, you're missing an opportunity to announce where you're registered.
That's a good point.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. We'll call back. We'll do a quick call next time. You'll have another guest. And
there you go.
And
breaking news. Nice. Nice. Awesome. Well, cool, man. Congratulations on everything. It sounds like things are really working out for you in all aspects. That's fantastic.
So once again, hit the dates for the show out west.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dates are from now, actually from a week ago, through the end of October, I think right up until October 31st. That's at the Old Globe, theoldglobe.org for tickets. And then it'll be at Lincoln High School the following week, also in San Diego, if anybody lives in that area. And I think the Old Globe for tickets as well. Theoldglobe.org. Did I say that? I think that's what it is. Theoldglobe.org.
We'll link to it from the show notes page, so that's good.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Great.
Thank you so much for coming on the show again, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future, and after you're a married man.
That sounds good. Yeah, I want to be. I was telling my fiance, I think I want to be the Alec Baldwin of the IDS.
Nice.
When in doubt, give me a call. We'll come in.
Cool. We'll definitely do that.
We've already got a guy who wants to be Stink. Do you watch any ESPN? We have another guy who's claimed the title Stink. So.
Alec Baldwin's open. Yeah, it's available.
I think you made a better choice.
Definitely.
Cool. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon. Best of luck.
Yeah, take care.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow. So that was it. Thanks to Christopher Diaz for stopping in yet again.
That's right. Yeah. Go see Welcome to Arroyo's if you're in the San Diego area this month.
Yeah, or if you're not, book a flight. Help the economy out.
Travel. Spend money. Spend money you don't have.
That's right.
That's how it got.
No, yeah. Shh. No, we don't talk about that in public.
Okay.
Talk about that in
public. Sorry.
But anyway, I got a cover for that now. Go see the show. Was that cover good?
one of your best yet.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, changing the subject a little bit, I got to brag on my brother a little bit.
All right.
My little brother is the, well, he's not little anymore, but he's my younger brother. How about that? He's my younger brother, and he is the choir director, theater guru person at Arab High School in Arab, Alabama. And his program that he has built from scratch pretty much over the last 10 or 12 years has just been named by Stage Directions Magazine, nonetheless, as the top musical theater program in the Southeast. The top high school musical theater program in the Southeast.
Wow. Kudos.
So now that he's, you know, now that he's famous and all of that kind of stuff, I'm going to have to try to...
He's not going
to
talk to you.
He's not at all going to talk to me. Let alone try to, you know, I mean, trying to get him on the show. I'm going to have to go through his publicist and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Because, you know, he's already changed his cell number, you know, all that stuff. So,
wow. That works quick.
I'm telling you. You know, fame, what are you going to do?
Going to live forever.
Yeah.
I think what we ought to try to orchestrate in the wonderful world of Skype when it, you know, works.
Yeah.
We should try to get Jacob Coakley on from Stage Directions and your brother at the same time.
Oh, yeah. And like a showdown?
And really hash this out.
Why in the hell did you pick my
brother? There's a rumor going around, and we need to straighten it out.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we could get them both on and feature them on
Justify
the show.
Justify your decision.
That's right. Brian, how do you feel about this?
How much did you pay for it?
How much
all
is
that
this?
Funding come from corporations outside of the United States?
We need credit card receipts.
Bring the Chamber of Commerce in on this.
This actually could really work to our advantage for the whole Fox News thing that we're doing.
It could.
Really could.
You know?
Yeah. This could be a very, very provocative. And maybe we shouldn't be talking about this on the show. Maybe we should be talking about this after we close this show out. Maybe we should, you know, hash this out a little bit, you know, in private.
It doesn't stop Fox News.
That's true. Good point.
Hey, by the way, did you hear the LA police are buying jetpacks?
No. Are you kidding?
Yes.
Nice.
But Fox News, and their morning Fox and Friends ran with the story like, can you believe it? They're buying jetpacks and the state's going into bankruptcy and they're out there buying, you know.
Well, if James Bond can do it, you know.
Yeah. It was a story created by a guy who does the weekly world news or something, nice. You know, with the Bat Boys and all that kind of stuff.
Nice. Picked it up, ran with it, huh?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, we fact check about as much as they do. So,
well, I would say arguably have a better track record. Anyway, so congratulations. All of that to say congratulations to my brother. In Arab, Alabama, and the Arab Musical Theater Program down there. They do good work, and we should try to get them on. I'll see if I can't work, you know, talk. We'll have our people his people.
Since you have a family connection.
Yeah, well, you know how that, you know, bigger that's water.
Strange. Yeah.
All right.
Something is.
Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.